Now we're ready to create the actual templates. These will be the text files that you're going to have to fill in for all your media. But first, we got to get the folder created. And first, I got to start the server. All right. So I'm at the root of the ac.gen folder that we have here. So what I'm going to do is the generator, I'm going to go into the server.
C D space S E R V E R enter Lewis dash I $9.
See, now I'm at the server. Okay. And at the server prompt, all I do is I just type in
N P M
NPM
space R U N
RUN
space S T A R T
START. Okay.
enter greater expressed at 1.0.0 start greater node period slash dist slash server dot.
Okay, so it started the server and it come up. I got a catalog here with instructions. Well, really it says it's
Visited
overview.
link graphic overview.
Okay, I'm on the overview page that just describes it, which we've already covered before.
Visited link graphic instructions.
Now we're going to go to the instructions
Enter
page.
Elwood Audio Catalog Generator. Elwood Audio Catalog Generator. Main region.
Now this is where the detailed instructions
Heading
are.
level one instructions dot dot list of five items. Bullet heading level three start the server. You must first start the server in which is this page period. Enter npm run start. Copy code graphic on the command line in the root folder for this prop. Bullet heading level three browser should.
Okay, so it gives you the detailed instructions. But I'm just going to give you the quick and dirty here. So let's do.
Heading level two quick steps. Quick steps region.
Now I'm going to the quick steps. So that's a nice shortcut list.
One period npm run start.
Now see the npm run start.
Copy code graphic.
I could copy the code and just paste this on a command line and do exactly what I just did. But that's if you went into the docs folder and got the index there and stuff, which I showed you in another recording. Okay. But this is how you can get it if you forget the command and you just feel like copying it. Then you close out and go down there and do the run doc like I just did. Now the next step is a template step.
Two period visited link go to http colon slash slash localhost colon 5000 slash templates.
Okay, it says to go there, but we got a link right here, so I'll just press enter on it.
Enter templates descriptor status summary. This is the status screen for the result of the template creation process period. You will want to run this page after you add media files again dot s period.
Okay. So when I add media files, I'll be wanting to run this again. I ain't got no media files right now. So
Your logo goes here dot dot graphic.
yeah, that's where the logo
Heading
goes.
level one template status summary. Shortcut keys help screen button. Catalog main region. Heading level one template creation summary. This is the status screen for the result of the template creation process period. You will want to run this page after you add media files again dot s period. Template utility creates the descriptor files that will be used to describe your catalog and media files period. You
Yep.
will have two sections period. Catalog section are descriptors that describe in general and a post descriptor file that will describe any messages you want to display towards the footer of the catalog period. Open parenthesis IE dot dot my Patreon link in my PayPal or order form page period closing parenthesis period. Heading level two catalog section. Media folder colon media media types colon mp3 comma wmv list of two items bullet catalog dash info dot txt equals greater descriptor file created bullet catalog dash post dot txt equals greater descriptor file created list end heading level two media files section.
So it didn't create anything
You have
else.
no media files period. You must add media files first period. So please add media files and re-dash run this utility page period.
All right, I'm going to leave this page running because we're going to want to add utility files.
Control windows left arrow desktop.
All right, now, okay, I'm at the command prompt here. I'm going to go grab my media files here. So let's go find those. And what I'll do is I went backwards to another folder so that way I'd be outside. So let's go ahead and let's open Explorer.
EXPLO Explorer.exe space period enter Lewis dash I $9.
Now I'm going to go down to
Mescal 6 of 9. Mescal 6 of 9.
There it
M.
is.
My media 5 of 9.
There it is. I go
Enter.
into my media.
Backslash old 2 of 2. Audio 1 of 2.
Okay, we're going to go into audio.
Enter. Backslash part 5, part 6.
Okay, I got three media files here, audio files. They're
Part 5
MP3s.
find replace text selection dot MP3, 2 of 3.
Yep, see?
Selected. Part 4 split editor group anchor selection. Copied.
Now I'm going to go ahead and back up.
Alt left arrow. Items view list box. To move to an item prep.
Now I'm going to go to the
Old, 2 of 2. Audio, 1 of 2. Alt left arrow. Items view. Not selected AC-Gen, 1 of 9.
There we are.
Enter. Shell folder view. Items view
I'm
multi-select
in the
list box. Not
ac.gen
selected
now.
audio. 4 slash 10
Okay.
slash 2000.
That's our repository, the one that we're going to generate there. Now we got to deposit it, this media into the media folder that it created.
Old, 2 of 2. Audio, 1 of 2. Old, 2 of 2. Audio.
Yeah, I
Alt
do.
left arrow, shell folder view, hold, four, not selected AC dash gen, BH underline, AC dash gen, one of nine, enter, items view list box,
I
to
didn't
move
have
to
it selected, sorry.
AC dash gen, C, client, three of eight.
Okay. We're going to need the client folder.
Enter, items view list box, docker, dot xcode, one of six. P, public, three of six.
Okay, we got the public folder.
Enter, items view list box, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, period, images, two of six, JS, three of six, media, four of six.
See, there's a media folder, it just created this.
Enter, items view list box, to move to an item, press the catalog-host.txt, catalog-info.txt, one of two.
I'll go ahead and deposit some media in here.
Pasted. Catalog-info.txt, catalog-host. Part 5, find replace text selection.mp3, 3 of 5.
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and go back to the browser, which I have open.
Control Windows right arrow.
There it is. Now it says I can go back to the other stage and do it again.
Heading level 2 media files section. Visited link home. Link articles. Link about. List end. Heading level 5 powered by Lewis Wood. Mm-hmm. Catalog main region, catalog main region, catalog main region, heading level 5 powered by Lewis Wood.
Alright, I'm going to close this browser, this tab.
Close, Elwood Audio Catalog.
Now I'm back to the other tab. See, when you go through the list, it opens it in a sub-tab.
Copy code graphic, 2 period visited link, go to http://localhost:5000/templates.
Okay.
3 period, add media files and / or modify descriptor files.
See, I did that one. That's the one I just did.
4 period. Repeat step 2 templates until done period.
Yeah, so now that I added media files, I'm going to go ahead and repeat step 2.
3 period. 2 period visited link, go to http://localhost:5000/templates.
Okay, now I'm going to go through templates again.
Enter. Templates descriptor status summary. This is the status screen for the result of the template. Create your logo goes heading level 1 template status summary. Short catalog main region. Heading level 1 template creation summary. This is this template. Descriptors that describe in general. Open for heading media folder : media media types : list of 2 items. Bullet catalog-info.txt equals greater already exists. Bullet catalog-host.txt equals greater already exists.
See, it already existed, so it did not replace it. It just said it's there.
List end. Heading level 2 media file set table with 3 columns and 3 media file open parenthesis s closing parenthesis media file. Descriptor file. Status. Part 4 split editor groups anchor selection.mp3. Part 4 split editor groups anchor selection.txt. Descriptor file created.
See, it created the descriptor file.
Part 5 find replace text selection.mp3. Part 5 find replace descriptor file created. Part 6 new descriptor file created.
So it tells me that it created 3 different descriptor files that I'm going to have to fill out.
Table end. Copyright 2020 list of 3 items.
All right. Now I'm going to go back to the other one.
Control Windows left arrow. Desktop 2. Part 6 new project MHDF. Part 5 find replace text. Catalog-host.txt. Alt left arrow. Items view list box. To move alt right arrow. Items view list box. Part 4 split editor groups anchor selection.mp3. 3 of 8. Part 4 split editor groups anchor selection.txt. 4 of 8.
And there it is. And I'm doing it through Explorer now. Okay, I'll show you what this looks like here.
Enter. Notepad. Note number. You must copy this template file into media folder and name it the same name as the number media friendly name. Left bracket name right bracket equals user friendly name.
See, this is a user friendly name.
Number custom anchor tag comma. Otherwise, left bracket name right bracket equals user friendly name.
Like, I gotta decide what I want to call this one. This one was part 1, I believe it was. Okay.
End. E. Blank. E. Name. Blank. E. Number custom anchor tag comma, otherwise one will be generated from name above period. This way when you share a direct link, left bracket name right bracket equals user friendly name. End. Name. Friendly. User.
See, I've got it already set to user friendly name.
Selected. User friendly name.
If I generated it right now, that's what it would actually call it. So, I'm going to sit there and say, something crazy.
S-O-M-E-T-A-I-N-G space. C-R-A-Z. Y.
Okay.
Number custom anchor tag comma. Otherwise one will be generated from name above period. This way
now,
when you share a direct link
see,
to this media,
this is such a craze. What it is when you got the share button, it generates an anchor tag so that way you can go right to this track that you're gonna go
left
to.
Bracket anchor right bracket equals user friend left bracket order right bracket equals zero.
Now you gotta decide what order you want it to be.
End. Zero.
I like to start off at 11 so we have room to go backwards if I have to. They add stuff in the front.
1 1.
Okay.
1 1 equals 1 1 blank. Left bracket category right bracket equals general comma rock.
Okay. And
K C O R space comma. Left bracket length right bracket equals 2:31.
Okay.
And
I would say how long it is.
31 selected colon selected 2 selected equals Equals unselected.
Now, you may not know the length, approximately the whole length, so you don't have to, because I will automatically figure that out when it comes up. It's just that this doesn't cause the screen to flash with two crazy different numbers. Okay.
1, 2, colon, 5, 2.
Actually, I think it's 1352, but whatever. It's close
Number
enough.
star 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 ends the tag info section star star star.
Now this is where,
Number this is the media description period. Each new line will become a paragraph period.
see, it says in here, this is the media description. Every new line will become a
Here I
paragraph.
tell it is period. Singing my hero. Number this is the media
Yeah,
description period.
I put
Each new
some
line will
crazy
become a
line in
paragraph
here
period. Number star
just
star
so it
star.
stands
Number this is the
out.
media description period. Each new line will become a paragraph period.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and highlight it here and go down to the bottom.
Selected. Media description period. Each new line will become a paragraph period. Here I tell it is period. Singing my hero out period.
Now,
Blank.
because there's nothing below this, because any text that you type in here automatically becomes the description. Okay, so I can type anything I want.
I
I
space am
am
space T Y P I
typing
N space
anything.
ANY T A R G.
Okay,
Peri 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 period.
that's just one line or whatever, but I could do multiple lines and all that. So then all I do is I save
Control
that.
S.
Okay.
Number star star. Number this is the I am typing anything dot dot dot.
All right,
Alt
and
F4 backslash fax part 5 find replaced part 4 split editor groups anchor selection part 4 split editor C catalog dash info dot txt one
I'll
of
show
eight.
you the catalog info.txt,
Enter.
that template
Notepad.
file.
Notepad. Left bracket logo right bracket equals notepad text editor edit.
I see.
Number catalog info left bracket logo right bracket equals.
You type in whatever logo you want. It's got to be in the images folder, though. You're going to have to put it there.
End equals blank
And
L O G O period S V G
I'll just use mine.
left bracket dot underline title right bracket equals browser dot title.
Okay. Now, I as a default, my CSS is set up for SVG, so you'll have to modify the CSS for it if you choose any other format.
Left bracket cat underline title right bracket equals catalog title. Left bracket doc underline title right bracket equals browser dot title.
Yeah, so like when you're doing a control tab or you're coming back to the browser and that tab's up at the top, that's what it will say in the screen reader. That is the actual title of the document. And then for the browser,
Left bracket cat underline title right bracket equals catalog title.
this is the catalog title that is displayed to the users. Okay.
Number allows users to select categories.
Okay. This right now doesn't operate. It's a possible future enhancement I've been thinking about, but I don't know if I'm going to do it. But right now, it's an option on the board.
Left bracket allow underline category underline filter right bracket equals true.
Yeah. See what I'm saying is, in case you put a lot of audio files and you put them there, you can add sub filtering for whatever reason you want. Or you can do multiple catalogs, however you want to handle it. But too many in one particular catalog takes a while to process. So when you're uploading and things.
Number if you only want app certain categories to be visible. Left bracket number if you only want app certain categories to be visible.
Yep.
Left bracket category underline filter right bracket equals. Number menu link to point to. Left bracket category number menu link to point to. Left bracket menu underline link right bracket equals http://help.org.
You see, if you want a menu that's going to appear at the top, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have this link. It'll be a link that'll be up there. This is good if you're doing a multiple catalog thing. So that way it would go to the master catalog that would say to point to all your repos, all your different catalogs. You'd put this menu link here. Okay.
Comma.
I
Left bracket
don't
menu
think I have
underline
it
link right
fully
bracket
I
equals
don't have it
http colon
implemented
slash slash
yet, but
help.org.
that's easy enough to implement. I just haven't got to it. I'll get to it.
Comma. Left bracket menu underline text right bracket equals give me blood.
Yeah, that's just a text for the menu item, so it describes it, the alternative text.
Number instructional text prior to media files.
Now, this is an instructional text.
Left bracket help right bracket equals select media file to play period. Next to each play button is the download button period. Number any text below will be placed in an overview paragraph left paren s right paren prior to media cards period. Number HTML less p greater dot 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 less slash p greater will be added for each paragraph period. Paragraphs are new lines period. Number any text below will be left bracket help right bracket equals select media file to play period. Next to each play button is the download button period. Number instructional text prior to media files. Left bracket, help right bracket equals select media file to play, period. Next to each play button is the download button, period.
Yep.
Number any text below will be placed in an overview paragraph, left paren s right paren prior to media cards, period. Number HTML less P greater dot 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 less slash P greater will be added for each paragraph, period. Paragraphs are new lines, period. Number you can use HTML if you are comfortable doing so, period, i.e. less strong greater. This is a podcast of great ideas and things you would love to use, period.
So this is what you got here currently. You just deleted.
Number any text below will be placed in an overview paragraph, left paren s left bracket help right bracket equals select. Number any text below will be number HTML less P greater dot 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 less slash home.
This is the same rules I told you on the media file, so anything you put there, you can do, and you can use HTML if you're comfortable with
number
it.
Number you can use number HTML less P greater dot 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 less slash P greater will be added for each paragraph, period. Paragraphs are new lines, period. Number you can use HTML, number HTML, number you can use HTML if you are comfortable doing so. This is a podcast of great ideas and things you would love to use, period.
Yeah, the stuff that you see with a hash at the beginning or it says number, that is comments. So it just ignores those lines completely.
Number you can use, this is a podcast of great ideas and things you would love to use, period.
Yep, and that's where you got it. So
selected. This is a podcast of great blank.
I delete that, and then you type it in here.
TAIN
Yep.
Period space space. M E D I A space.
Media
F I E S space A R space B E L O W.
See?
Period enter.
And that's all there is to it. And then you'll go to the next step. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and add the rest of the media files and I'll fill all this stuff in and we'll come back in the next audio and we'll go ahead and pull it together and we'll do the rest next step. Okay.